Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We have audio cut of the day coming up here in just a few minutes. And yeah, Sue, you referred to the Cardinals and Cubs. It's a four-game series. So game three tonight, we're hoping you can win one more game. You win the series. It'd be awesome to have a sweep. Last night, the last few nights have been phenomenal. I get to watch the game tonight. I've been preoccupied. I had the swim meet on Monday, and I had a client dinner last night at Fleming's. I had a really good steak. It was awesome.
Yum.
But I'm going to pay attention to the game tonight for sure. So I saw this story in the Post on Monday, and it reminded me of a dinner conversation that I had with my next guest. The story said a growing number of civic and business groups are highlighting the metropolitan area's stagnant population as an urgent problem, and they're pushing the region's planning organization to do something about it. And they go on to say backers of the effort say they have so far secured a dozen resolutions from professional associations and civic organizations asking the East-West Gateway Council of Governments to coordinate a plan that both puts population growth at the center of the regional agenda and recommends steps to reverse its stall. I'm very pessimistic about an opportunity to reverse this, but it was really a conversation that was in-depth at a dinner that I had with my next guest, Jeff Rainford, the former chief of staff for Mayor Slay, when we were out just a couple of months ago. Jeff, we were talking about this very issue in economic development, and I was left with a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, and I'm sure you saw the story from Monday. I mean, how can you be optimistic about turning some of this around?
Well, first of all, you know, I sort of take the approach, I'm neither optimistic nor pessimistic. You know, it's a necessity. We just have to do it. I mean, we have to try.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
I can't, you know, the people who are in charge of this can't promise anything, but I will say this. We are at a point in the region and are at a point in the city where little dinky half measures just aren't going to work. And we sort of have this habit in St. Louis. We love to study stuff, and we love to sort of take steps that and hold big news conferences with big announcements of nothing. I mean, we have to both get the fundamentals right, and the fundamentals are we have got to make St. Louis safe.
Right.
We have got to have better educational opportunities, especially in the city and in the inner suburbs. We've got to get tax policy right. The earnings tax and the state income tax are killing us. And we've got all these duplicated governments. When anybody would want to come to town and say, hey, I want to talk to whoever's in charge of St. Louis, if you're talking about the region, they don't know who to talk to. You can go to Greater St. Louis, but Greater St. Louis, you know, isn't the city and the county. You go to the county and the city's not involved. And so, you know, the days where maybe we'd be like, well, let's offer a bunch of internships to St. Louis kids so they stay in St. Louis. Those kind of half measures are not going to work anymore. I think we're going to have to when I say bold, that doesn't necessarily mean big. I mean, making downtown St. Louis safe should not be bold, but it is. But it's also not big. That's something that is achievable. You know, there are alternatives to the St. Louis public schools, charter schools and the like. You know, we've got to finally get serious about tax policy. And, and the other thing about St. Louis and why it's not growing is we don't get our fair share of immigrants. And we can all argue over illegal immigrants, and we can all argue over criminals coming into the country. But there are other places that are getting legal, you know, a lot of legal immigrants, and they're growing that way. We kind of got a confluence of nothing. We're really not doing anything particularly well when it comes to growing.
So this is where the new mayor really has to step up and be a leader here. And I don't know where, because I'm not criticizing her. She's dealing with tornado damage and all these other things. But where is that going to come from? And how do you actually, can't flip a switch, right? One of the things I found interesting in the story is they said, and this surprised me, they said a lot of the interest in this issue is coming from St. Charles County businesses and governments, because the quote was, their growth has now slowed to a trickle. They see it coming. They want to do something about it. But in the city, you know, one of the issues to address, and we talk about this even on the roundtable, Jeff, is why should persons in St. Charles County or in Baldwin or in Fenton, where I live, why should they care about the population dwindling in the city of St. Louis? Why does that matter? We don't care.
Right. So there's two problems here. Number one is a lot of our reputation nationally comes from what happens in the city. And a lot of that is very positive. We're the chess capital, you know, not only of the country, but maybe of the world. We have one of the great art museums. Our baseball team and our hockey team often, you know, are national sources of pride. We do have a lot of great things in the city of St. Louis, but we also, unfortunately, we have crime. You know, it seems like once a year we have just some heinous crime downtown that makes national news and just scares the bejesus out of people. And the other thing is that there are a few communities where the center is hollowed out, but the suburbs are so magnificent that the region is growing, but there aren't very many of them. But I will also say that while this city has certainly been on the wrong track, and that's bad for the region, the region's not killing it either.
Yeah.
You know, St. Charles's growth is largely at the expense of the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County. It's not like St. Charles has brought in 100,000 people from New York City or from Austin, Texas, or from Denver, Colorado.
True.
They're just getting people who are fed up with the city and the county. So the region's not killing it either. And I think everybody's got a role. You mentioned the mayor. Government's got to do what government does. So that's crime, that's schools, that's tax policy, that's getting rid of all of these multiplicative jurisdictions. It's doing crime together. There's a new crime training center, the regional crime training center that's coming together. And then the civic and business community and the labor community and folks like me, we have a role to play, too, which is probably involving, you know, the broader idea of what do we want to focus on as a region to grow? I don't think we should focus on 100 things. We could focus on being the coolest place to be a woman entrepreneur and try to get women to stay here and move here. Or it could be immigration, or it could be young people. It could be the fact that we have a really, really affordable cost of living
right
here. But
that's
people
true
also make a lot of money. I mean, you can get affordability in Jackson, Mississippi, but you also don't make much money. Here it's affordable and you can make money.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The government has to be bold. The business community has to demand certain things from the government, which means they're going to have to do things like say, I know it's not popular to put more cops downtown, but you got to put more cops downtown. It's an existential threat. And there are other things I think the business community can do as far as being focused. But I don't think little dinky things are going to work. I think we're going to have to be maybe not big, but we are going to have to be bold.
Yeah, and I don't see where that's going to come from. I'm not really going to criticize Kara here because maybe Kara is capable of being bold. I do not see this current board of aldermen and certainly Megan Green as the president as someone who can lead us into the future. But let's talk about young people. You have a daughter who does not live here in St. Louis. I have two adult children who did not want to live in St. Louis. Now, my son in Houston, who's got the baby, my grandchild, he's concerned about the schools down there. He knows that he can get back here into the suburbs with, you know, good schools and an affordable cost of living. But his girlfriend has family down there. So it's very complicated. But how do you appeal to young people and make them want to stay in our region?
So the one thing is that naturally there are other places that have natural advantages, like my daughter's in Denver. We just aren't going to ever have mountains. We are not going to have the outdoor activities they have. She just loves the you know, what she does when she's not working, you know. But, you know, there are places like Austin, Texas, and Nashville and other places, and places that have oceans and lakes and mountains, you know, that have advantages that we don't. It will take, if our strategy as a region, and again, the governments still have to do all those things I talked about, but if our strategy as a region is we're going to focus on making this the coolest place in America for young people, well, then the first thing I think we probably ought to do is talk to young people. You shouldn't ask a 65-year-old former chief of staff, you know, how to make St. Louis cool for young people. But there are things that we can do if they were knitted together and focused and sold and marketed and that kind of thing, if that's what we chose to make the thing. And, you know, that takes leadership too. And so, like, if we just decided one day we're going to make a St. Louis, which I think we actually have some things that if you couldn't afford to live in Denver, because it's expensive, you can't afford to live in Silicon Valley or some of the other places because they're expensive, you know, we can get people to live here if we knit together all of the cool things that we have and we market it and we make that a thing. If you did that, along with us doing, you know, at least being competitive nationally and getting immigrants, that would actually, along with the government getting its part right, that would actually be a path forward where, you know, at least you could stem the loss, if not actually start, you know, having some growth.
Yeah, look, I love Missouri. I love St. Louis. I love the region. I don't plan on leaving. Maybe when I retire, I'd go out to the desert. But I'm very pessimistic about the future of growth. And, you know, we'll continue to talk about it. I appreciate you jumping on here this afternoon. I know you're going to be on the roundtable soon. We'll talk about it on the roundtable this week. But, man, I wish I could be more glass half full on this topic. I just don't see the leadership, Jeff.
Hey, Mark, so let me just say this about what you just said.
Quickly.
We always had to say in the mayor's office, don't let a good crisis go to waste. We are going to hit rock bottom at some point, and it's going to be bad. And when it does, we need to then use that as the way to get people to spur them to action.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Rainford, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.